Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 5th of October, recording at 6:59 p.m. British Summer Time. I won't be able to say that for much longer, British Summer Time, that is. Will I? Okay. Well, we've had another unbelievably exciting day in here today. I hope you're finding it interesting. Even the challenging bits. But first, a quick review here. In terms of global stock markets, Asia, some solid gains in here today. Japan really burst to life here. It had been one of the laggards, but up 2.25%, over 2.25% on the Nikkei. And Hong Kong pounded into another new high for the year, up 1.5%. Australia up 1.5%. The bulls are winning these battles, as it will not have escaped your attention. And I would expect China's Shanghai A-share index. It's been closed all week with a holiday. I don't know whether it opens tomorrow or on Monday, but I would expect it to hit a new high for the year when it does reopen. And markets, well, all the Asian markets are pressing. Perhaps the next closest to their highs are Indonesia and the Philippines. Okay, European markets, pretty good gains in here. And the UK FTSE index has been hovering around that resistance, and lateral resistance near the 6,000 level. I closed above it here today, 6.04 and a half, but it's in the region, not the exact 6,000 level. I think the next significant move will be upwards, but it may well require the participation of the mining shares, and I wouldn't be surprised if that occurs. Okay, let's move on though in this quick review. Bonds, bit mixed here, a little bit of profit taking, hardly surprising as stock markets have seen such good gains. US dollar, quietly steady here, but there's not a whole lot going on here. The real story in currencies right now is the weakness of the South African rand. That will augur very, very well for the South African mining shares when certainly when bullion, gold bullion, is back in fashion. And the oil market, absolutely fascinating. This is the riveting stuff in here. Again, it's been another quite volatile day, not as volatile as yesterday. But remember, we closed yesterday on crude NYME at 59.41. Earlier in the day, oil rallied up to 60.97, so nearly to $61, certainly in line with the gradually bottoming out support building hypothesis that I've been advocating in here. And then it fell back, dipped briefly down on the day, currently up 60 cents as I speak, but it's kind of all over the place. Natural gas with gains in here today, and heating oil and gasoline, modest gains at the moment. But you blink and this has changed significantly in here. So it's very, very volatile. But this sort of two-way activity is, in my view, a bottoming process. Okay, precious metals. They've done quite well in here today. Silver, currently trading 11.125, I should say. It's up 33. It has been up higher in here. Gold, this is doing well. December gold, currently up 9.50. I'm going to keep an eye on that because I don't want that running away from me on the upside. Remember, I had that sort of break even, slightly better stop on a gold position up at 595, and I toyed with buying some of it back in here today. But haven't done so yet. Partly because just when I was about to press the button, the oil dipped back down. But again, it's firm here today. I do maintain that's a hugely important lead indicator. And what else to mention? There was something else. Yes, the grain and bean complex is strong in here again today. Okay, as far as these stock markets are concerned, the bulls are firmly in control, and I can move on here fairly swiftly. There are no exceptions. Again, October, we know all the mythology surrounding October, and most of that is based on the two big crashes, 1929 and of course 87, 1987. And as I said before, you have to live a very long time to experience one of those crashes. But nevertheless, people are still twitchy about November. But look at what the markets are doing. Investors are pushing money steadily back into these markets. I think they're right to be doing so. I think that everything suggests that the medium-term correction, well, that stock markets are resuming one by one their overall upward trends following the predictable medium-term correction. And it's an opportunity. I don't like the bonds, as you know. I think they are very much at the higher side of what is no more than a technical rally. Remember all the humbug that we get from these central banks and so on about the sounding tough regarding the inflation they created and then sort of backing off that and so on. Again, as has been said repeatedly, they're in the business of trying to manage inflation expectations. But they are pumping in loads of money. Look at the money supply charts. Look at Adrian Van Eck's comments on the money supply. And that is a bullish argument for stock markets. It is least bullish for government bonds. And depending on the market psychology at any given time, I don't think people are focusing on that. Money supply currently, but it can be outright bearish for the bonds as well, as certainly will be more inflation creep. But psychologically, it's not a factor, and with oil still hovering around the $60 level and a lot of people saying it's going lower, that will prop up bonds for a little while longer, I suspect. As I say, equities are the much better investment. And currencies, I expect eventual dollar weakness, possibly when there are fewer dollar bulls, I beg your pardon, fewer dollar bears around. Or repeat that, I expect further dollar weakness. It's just ranging quietly. But we may not see, probably won't see that further dollar weakness until there are fewer dollar bears around. And precious metals, again, they're taking their cue from oil more than anything else right now. That won't always be such a strong pull in both directions, but it certainly is at present, and we need to pay attention to that. I think that the oil market is, I beg your pardon, the precious metal markets are in a very attractive buying range for unleveraged investors. On the leverage side, the charts still look iffy, but if as long as you don't get overextended, this is a time to be accumulating rather than jumping out of these positions, I feel. That's the way I'm approaching it at any rate, and I'm determined to buy back my December gold futures before that gets back above the 595 level. And so, in other words, I'm feeling that I've got more risk of having it run away from me over the next few months, if not weeks, than running on the downside, causing pain and anguish. And This grain and bean complex, this is quite interesting. You might recall that excellent, interesting email on the subject that I posted yesterday. Lots of good emails. I really do appreciate this, and my appeal is post them. Post the ones that are providing information in the subscribers forum as well. I think that'll pay off for all of us over the longer term. And of course, continue to send them to me. I read every single one, but I can't post every single one. And it's a little bit like Sophie's Choice in deciding which one to post and not to post. But I'm waffling on now, and I've covered all the main points as far as these markets are concerned. Didn't mention Wall Street's mixed as I speak at the moment, but it's been awfully good recently, hasn't it? Okay, no doubt another exciting day tomorrow, and I look forward to it. All the best.